Watch, Senate Democrats claimed in 2020 Hunter's authenticated laptop was debunked, anti-Biden propaganda campaign. By Wendell Hasebo on March 17, 2022. Democrat senators claimed before the 2020 presidential election that Hunter Biden's authenticated laptop was a debunked anti-Biden propaganda campaign waged by Russia. Speaking with Senate Foreign Relations Committee member Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, CNN anchor Jim Sciutto asked why he believes Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation that was constructed by a Kremlin-contacted, anti-Biden propaganda campaign. So the very fact that these emails come into the pubic sphere by Rudy Giuliani tells you when they are coming from, the senator tried to support his wild theory. At some point, you kind of have to believe what you see. Which is that when individuals are either identified Russian agents or are conspiring with Russian agents or providing the information upon which the mainstream media are reporting, you have to understand what the deal is here. I'm not alone here, Murphy continued. 50 high-level intelligence agents came out and said this is most likely Russian propaganda. But Murphy's comments were perhaps intentionally misleading. Though Politico published a title, Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo. Dozens of former intel officials say, the intel agents did not say so unquestionably. The intel letter that Politico reported actually said, we want to emphasize that we do not know if the emails provided to the New York Post by President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani are genuine or not, and that we do not have evidence of Russian involvement. Just that our experience makes us deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a significant role in this case. Senator Chris Coons, DITA, doubled down October 15, 2020, on Fox News, calling reports of Hunter's laptop from hell unreliable and debunked. Coons added he is glad Twitter censored the New York Post's original reporting of the laptop. The senator's denial of the validity of Hunter's laptop emails comes before the New York Times on Wednesday admitted the laptop's contents were authentic, contrary to the Democrats' unfounded claims, according to the Times' acknowledgment. Those emails were obtained by the New York Times from a cache of files that appears to have come from a laptop abandoned by Mr. Biden in a Delaware repair shop. The email and others in the cache were authenticated by people familiar with them and with the investigation. The Democrat senators are not alone in prematurely denying Hunter's emails. 15 establishment media personalities had also claimed Hunter's laptop emails were likely Russian propaganda before the Times authenticated them. The media perhaps deliberately went out of their way to purport the idea of Russian disinformation for the purpose of supporting then-candidate Joe Biden, who currently oversees the Justice Department's probe into Hunter's possible tax fraud and corrupt business dealings with foreign entities. Instead of asking journalistic questions, such as Breitbart News political editor Emma Jo Morris, who broke-authored the laptop from hell story at the New York Post, the media was complicit in covering up one of the largest political scandals of the 21st century. The false rhetoric from the establishment did not end there. Once Biden was in office, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on multiple occasions also claimed Hunter's authenticated laptop by Emma Jo Morris was Russian disinformation. I think it's broadly known and widely known that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020, she said in response to a reporter's question. Again, this time tweeting, Psaki suggested the former Politico story about Russian disinformation was factual. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.